我哋嘅崇拜可以打开圣经睇希伯来书十一章。We'll continue with our fellowship, our worship this morning. You can turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. 因为今日我哋要继续系希伯来书，我哋停咗两个礼拜，圣诞节同埋大除夕讲其他嘢，翻到希伯来书。We'll continue in our study in Hebrews. We took a break for 2 weeks for Christmas and the New Year, and now we'll come back, continue in chapter 11.当我们找紧的时候呢，我们人生呢就有很多的起步点的。As you're turning in your Bibles to chapter 11, you know, there's a lot of first steps that we take in life. 踏入大学阶段是一个起步点。You know, when you start and get out into university, that's a new step in life. 或者做一份新的工作， or maybe if you do a new job,結婚是一個很大的一步的，是不是？ Getting married is a big step. 移民呢又是一個起步點。Immigrating someplace out. 但我覺得呢，信耶穌都是一個起步點。But even becoming a Christian is taking a new step in life. 當我們的起步點呢，又有時會興奮，亦都會緊張懼怕。You know, and taking a new step out, an adventure, sometimes can be exciting, but it can also be scary. 興奮呢，因為我們要面對新的挑戰，很新鮮的。And we can be excited because, you know, we have new challenges and everything's so new and fresh. 恐怖、恐懼呢，就因為會怕我得不得，會失敗或者成功。But sometimes we're afraid because we don't know in this new venture, can we do it? Will we succeed? Or will we fail? 我覺得信耶穌是一個起步點。And making a decision to believe in Jesus, that's a new step, a beginning step of faith. 我們是需要認識這個這一步呢是怎樣行。And we need to learn how to take this step. 認識耶穌需要一個起步。就是信心。 And to know Jesus, we need to take a first step, and that's a step of faith. 因为信心呢，就是我们认识神的最重要的一个元素。 And faith is the most important element that we need to knowing God. 每一个人是需要有信心。 Everybody needs faith. 我们每一个人的生命里面是不可以缺少这个元素。 And none of us can be lacking this element in our life. 你需要有信任。 You need the trust. 你需要有很多事呢都是需要运用这个信心。你银行交易啊，你是跟人家有责任心啊等等。 You know, we needTrust and faith in our relationships, you know, when we have banking things, you know, or responsibilities. So, 今天呢，我们要看这个信心的起点。So, this morning we're going to look at the beginning step of faith. 在希伯来书十一章第一至七节。And in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 7. 因为这个是信心是我们基督徒生命的基础。Because faith is the foundation of our Christian life. 我们是信心可以是好像一个的桥梁，将我们有这个物质的生命是搭到神那边。And faith can be like a bridge that brings us from this materialistic life into a relationship with God.我们需要跟我们创造我们的主宰接触，是不是？ We need to have a relationship with the Creator who made us. 所以今天我们会看三个教育圣经的人物。So this morning we're going to look at three people from the Old Testament. 是他三个有信心。And all three of them had faith. 我要看亚伯，因为他只是信心之道路。We're going to look at Abel because he shows us the way of faith. 跟着我们看以诺，因为他表示信心的行为。And then we're going to look at Enoch, who gives us, he shows the way of the walk of faith. I forgot my English. 跟着我们看罗亚，他活出信心的见证。 And then we'll look at Noah, who had the witness of faith. So the way of faith, the walk of faith, and the witness of faith. 咁我哋睇呢个信心嘅道路，信心嘅行为，同埋信心嘅见证。咁我睇希伯来书，我哋 三个礼拜前咧睇咗第一节，咁啊而家我哋都去读翻第一节，一路到第七节。
Three weeks ago we studied the first verse, and so this morning we'll just read the first verse and go on to verse 7.
信心就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的见证。我们因着信，就知道诸世界是藉着神话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。阿伯因着信献祭与神，比该人所献的更美，因此便得了轻易的见证，就是神指他礼物作的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍教说话。以我因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们在这个话语当中看到信心，神，我们知道我们要踏出信心这个起步，求神帮助我们，无论我们初信或者信了很久，都可以更加有信心，是仰望紧随，是倚求主你。求你今天有你的圣灵向我们讲说话，求圣灵浇灌在我们当中，让我们是明白你今天要我们怎样信你，倚求你。多谢主使用孩子去讲你的道，求主祝福，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 咁我哋先要睇呢个阿伯，佢系有信心。We need to look at Abel because he had faith. 咁你睇阿伯之前，你睇翻第三节。And before we get into Abel, look at verse 3. 因为第三节话，我们因着信就知道诸世界是藉着神的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。In verse 3 it says that we know by faith how the worlds were made, and we can know how God made the visible from the invisible. That's my translation from English, sorry. 讲希伯来书第三章是给我们很清楚知道世界是神造的。
And so we can see here in chapter 11, verse 3, that it tells us that God created this world.
我们相信，我们基督徒相信神是创造世界。
And as Christians, we believe that God created the universe.
信心就要比我们更加看到，我们周围望，我们见到一定有个创造者，一定有个主宰。
You know, in faith we look around and we can see that there must be a creator for this universe. There must be a divine designer behind it all.
你知道在这个宇宙的起源得两个解释。
You know, there's only two explanations for how this world came into being.
一个就是神创造，第二个是科学的推测。
The first is a revelation, and the second is speculation.
那科学的推测就是一路灌输给我们。刚刚早几天有个电视节目都是讲个霍金那个理论。
And this speculation through science is always being pushed on us. And just a few nights ago on TV, there was this big program by Stephen Hawking, you know, about what the universe is like.
但是
我哋要凭信心接受神创造个启示，亦都要凭信心接受佢嗰个推测。
You know, but it takes faith to believe in the revelation that God has given us. It also takes faith to believe in the scientific explanation, the speculation that they're making.
因为神话起初神创造天地。
Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created.
这个是神的启示，神话我们听是祂做。
That's revelation. God told us that He did it.
你信就是接受。If you believe, then you accept it.
科学就说我们听，有理论、假设、可能、觉得或者。
And science tells us the theory that maybe it happened this way, perhaps, and you can try and believe that.
我讲呢个嘅霍金，其实霍金信啲乜嘢？佢好出名嘅，即系坐轮椅嗰个有肌肉萎神经萎缩症嗰位。You know Stephen Hawking, you know you might know he's the guy sits in the wheelchair. You know he's got arterial atherosclerosis. And
佢系一个，其实佢唔系科学家嚟嘅，佢系一个科幻小说作曲家。
He's not really a scientist, he's more of a science fiction writer.
但是他是跟一些科学家一起是写一些作品。
But you know, he's written some books with some great scientists.
所以现在全世界当他是一个很出名的科学家。
And so everybody now considers him a great scientist.
你知不知道他的论点是什么？
Do you know what one of his main beliefs is?
他的论点就是有这个假设。即是你要记得科学很多是假设，是理论，是未证实的，是未根，未有根，有没有根据，是一个幻想。
You know, lots of the science is just a hypothesis, it's a theory, it hasn't been proved, it has no basis, and sometimes it's just a science fiction imagination.
霍金是这样信，他信呢，就是一个的根据清楚的相对论证明，宇宙空间和时间必定有其起源、其疑点。在这其疑点，宇宙当初是无限的小，它的密度是无限大，而温度是无限高。这根本是没有任何理性的理论和描述的境地，这奇异点完全是超乎自然界的领域。这个霍金讲的。
Hawkins, he believes that, you know, there's a point of infinite density and infinite curvature of space and time. He says, according to the theory of relative, you know, Einstein's, he's tried to get back on Einstein's theory, and he believes that there's a point, a fine minute point back in the beginning that caused the Big Bang, and that this point is infinitesimal, small, and it has power, and it's beyond imagination. He said you can't even logically think of how it became, and it's beyond anything that we can think of in our scientific world and natural world.
他相信这个奇异点，因为信这个奇异点不信神。
And he believes in this infinite point, and because he believes in that, he doesn't believe in God.
即是说他是相信这个宇宙是由这个奇异点来爆出来，我们一起所砌到的这个奇异点是小过一个针的很小小一点，跟着那个大爆炸在那里爆出来。
And so they believe that this is the very minute little tiny speck, a little smaller than a pinpoint, that caused the Big Bang, that it all blew out of that, and everything you see came from that.
你可以信这个奇异点就是生命的起源，但是他没有办法证明，他说都不合逻辑的。
You can believe that this little minute point is what caused everything that we see in life, and they say it's not logical, and they haven't found it, but they believe it.
你也可以相信神创造天地。
Or you could believe that God created the world.
如果对于我呢，我信神创造。
If you ask me, I believe that God created. 有一位博士，早两年前来澳门的梁飞生博士， a scientist came 2 years ago to Macau and had a conference in the 理工学院英文叫咩？ Polytech， yeah， Macau Polytech。咁佢写本书叫《真金不怕红炉火》。And he wrote a book. He's a Chinese, so it's a Chinese title. 喺里边佢即系反驳好多霍金嘅一啲嘅理论啊。喺嗰次嘅讲座，佢都系推翻好多霍金嘅嘢。And in his book, he gives a lot of reasons why this Stephen Hawking's explanation is not scientific and is against physics. And even in his talk that night, he gave a lot of reasons. 呢个梁飞生博士咧就系加拿大嘅前国防部嘅物理学专家，系好多年而家退咗休啊。PhD was the main scientist in the Canadian Defense Department for many years, and so he knows what he's talking about. 咁啊，如果你想睇佢本书，我写字楼有本书，唔记得攞出嚟。If you want to read his book, you can. I've got it in my office. 我哋需要信心。We need faith. 圣经讲明俾我哋听，我哋冇信心唔可以。从神得到啲乜嘢？ And the Bible says clearly, if we don't have faith, we can't get anything from God. 箴言都话我哋听，敬畏耶和华是知识嘅开端，敬畏耶和华是智慧嘅开端，认识至诚者便是聪明。And in Proverbs it tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and that to know the God, our Creator, that is to be wise. 你想不想聪明啊？你想不想有知识智慧？ Do you want to be wise? Do you want to have knowledge and wisdom? 你要认识至诚者。Then you need to know the great I am, the great wise one. 因为神是将智慧给我们。Because it's God who gives us wisdom. 我们是要接受神，是用信心。但当你用信心接受神，神是给你可以有聪明智慧。We need to come to God by faith, but when we come to God in faith, then we can receive wisdom and knowledge from God. 其实信心是很现实。You know, faith is very practical. 我们看到信心 是一个很现实的生命。And faith needs to be in a practical life, 所以阿伯这个的第一个人物他是非常之现实的。 And so as we look at the life of Abel, he is a very practical walk with God. 阿伯呢就在圣经里面，是如果你想了解他做什么事，你可以看创世纪第四章第一至八节。If you want to look at the life of Abel, look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to 8.那阿伯呢就是圣经很早期出现，圣经一讲信心的人没有讲亚当夏娃。Abel came in the beginning of the Bible, and as God tells us about faith, he doesn't start with Adam and Eve, 因为亚当夏娃他不需要信心，因为他见到神创造他出来，他知道是事实。You know, Adam and Eve didn't need faith because God created them. They had a relationship. They saw him. They knew it was real. 但阿伯呢是需要信心，因为他只是听父母讲，他没有第一手经历。But Abel needed faith because he didn't see God personally. He only heard it from his parents. 所以看第四章第一节至到第八节。So look at Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 to 8. 有一日那人和他妻子，即是亚当夏娃，夏娃同房，夏娃就为人了，生了该人，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该人他的兄弟阿伯。阿伯是牧羊的，该人是种地的。有一日，该人拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，阿伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了阿伯和他的供物，只是看不中该人和他的供物。该人就大大的发怒，变了脸色， 耶和华对该人说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了颜色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行不得好，罪就伏在门前，他便恋慕你，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该人与他兄弟阿伯说话，二人正在田间，该人起来打他兄弟阿伯，把他杀了。这个是很早期的人类历史。
This is very beginning of the human race.
是亚当夏娃的诞生两个仔。
And it's the two first children we think of, Adam and Eve.
你不要以为亚当夏娃只生这两个。
Don't think that Adam and Eve only had these two kids.
我相信神创造亚当夏娃，他一创造已经是成年人的身体。
I believe that when God created Adam and Eve, they were already adult bodies.
於是佢第一年可以生第一個仔，亞當夏娃有900歲，起碼佢生800多個。
And you know, in their first year, they could have had their first child, and you know, they lived to be 900 some years old. They could have had 800 children.
所以當呢件事發生嘅時候，該人殺亞伯，可能咧佢已經有孫孫失失甩甩。因為如果100年後咧，佢頭兩個仔已經可以有仔有生孫嘅喎。
Because if this happened maybe 100 years into their lifetime, then they could have already had some great-grandchildren there, because their first early kids would have been over 100 years, would have been 99 years old, and they would have had grandchildren.
我早幾日同黃醫生傾啊，佢話都有孫係咪？啊，有冇曾孫啊？
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, some people in their 80s, you know, they can have great-grandchildren already.
So, if you're 900 years old, what? 我唔知去到失甩之後啊叫咩啊？
What do you call the great-great-grandchild after the great-great-grandchild?
Yeah. 甩甩咳咳係。Yeah. So, 亞伯同埋該人呢？就是其中两个，圣经提他的名字，因为有重要事发生。
And these are two of those children, and the Bible mentioned them because this important event happened.
是第一个杀人犯的个案。
And the important event is the first murder in history.
那该人的心态和亚伯的心态完全不同。我们看到因为该人的行为，我们知道他什么心态。
And we can see that the two attitudes of these brothers was very different. You can see the attitude that Cain had because of his reaction.
那当我们献祭，当我们奉献给神，应该有什么心态？
And when you make a sacrifice or you make an offering to God, what's your attitude supposed to be?
好多人就会问，点解神接纳亚伯的献祭，不接纳该人？
Many people ask, why did God accept Abel's and didn't accept Cain's offering?
好似该人好惨嘅，神唔接纳佢。You know, you think, oh, this Cain, he's a terrible, it's, oh, I have pity on him because God didn't accept him. 唔系喎，你睇清楚喎。
Now look carefully. 亚伯献祭，希伯来书话我听，神接纳，因为有信心。
Hebrews told us that God accepted Abel's offering because he offered it in faith.
他向神有信心，他是相信父母告诉他，神是创造者，你要献祭给神，你 要奉献给神。And he accepted what his parents Adam and Eve told him, that their God created them and that we need to offer, we need to love God.
於是亞伯的心就是有信心，是要跟從神，是將最好獻給神。
And so he had this attitude to give, to follow God and to give his best to God.
但你可以看得到該人什麼心態。
But you can look at what was the heart of Cain.
我可以肯定告訴你，該人的心態是這樣，是競爭的，面子的，做給人看的，妒忌。
I can guarantee that Cain had this attitude of competition. He wanted to save face. He was jealous. And he just wanted to show off.
我估呢，这个该人呢，他献祭的时候呢，他见到亚伯呢，次次献祭，神喜欢，于是他次次要做戏给人看，哇，好像拿多点，拿多点，哇，你看我几劲啊，我奉献几多。
And I think every time that Abel made an offering to God, Cain probably looked at that and said, I'm going to do better than him. I'm going to give more. That everyone can look at how much I'm given.
Because when God doesn't accept his offering, his reaction tells us that his heart is not right.
Because when God rejected his offering, his reaction tells us that his heart was not pure.
你獻祭你奉獻俾神嘅時候，你有咩心態？
When you make an offering to God, when you dedicate your life to God, what is your heart?
係咪因為勉強責任啊？ 父母叫我做我做？
Is it out of a compulsion because you've been told to do it, so you're doing it reluctantly because you're forced?
有好多人奉獻或者獻祭嘅時候係唔捨得啊。 但父母要我做，我就做啊。
So many people, when they give to God or they want to offer to God, they do it reluctantly because they're told to do it and they don't really want to do it.
我20几年前，一间教会喺澳门有个人奉献啊嘛，咁我奉献袋喺前边，啲人行到前边抌啲奉献落去。
About 20 some years ago, in a different church I was preaching in one day, in Macau, they take the offering and everyone have to walk up in the front and put the money in the offering box.
嗰个有一个人咧，佢系咁样奉献，佢攞个100蚊喺个银包出嚟，一路行啊，就系咁样。
即係要做俾人睇。 He wanted to show off. He wanted everyone to see how much he gave.
你話神接唔接納？
Do you think God accepts that?
有人奉獻因為喺個凳後面寫呢個名係某某係捐贈1000萬。
某某捐贈20萬。 Some people make an offering because they want it on the back of the pew. You know, it says that so and so gave $2 million or gave $50,000 or whatever, you know.
有啲人奉獻因為佢想要名啊。
Some people do it because they want the name, they want the reputation.
有啲人做因為佢奉獻咁，我要俾佢叻嘅。 父母喜歡他，神喜歡他，我要父母喜歡我，那我做的。
And other people do it out of competition. He gave that much, I'm going to do more because my parents like him doing that. I'm going to do more so I can get my parents' love.
那人有这个心态。
That's the heart that Cain had.
不是一个单纯爱主，要将最好给神。
He wasn't a simple heart that he loved God and wanted to give his best to God.
所以唔怪之呢，佢甚至立妒忌、嬲怒、憤恨就殺人。
No wonder after God rejected his offering, he was filled with bitterness and anger and hatred, and then he murdered his brother.
但亞伯嘅奉獻呢，就係一個單純嘅心，我愛主，我要將最好俾神。
But Abel had this pure heart, and he said, I'm going to give the best to God. I'm going to do it by faith that God will accept it.
And yet they had all.
Maybe he didn't give much. He just gave one lamb.
但是求神悦納，我將我最好的頭生我俾你。
And he said, Lord, accept it. It's my firstborn lamb. I'm giving it to you.
神就接納他的心。
And God accepted his heart.
神就知道他的內心是屬於神。
And God knew that his heart was to God.
撒母耳記上16章17節就講我們聽，當神去揀選大衛王的時候，撒母耳就是看那些人就很稀奇，神跟撒母耳這樣說。
In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7, is Samuel was going to anoint David as king, and he was looking at David's brothers and really confused. God told him this,
耶和華對撒母耳說，不要看他外貌和他身材高大，我不揀選他。
因為耶和華不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和華是看內心。 God said, don't look on his physical stature that he's big and tall. I haven't chosen him. God doesn't look at man the way that man does. God doesn't look at the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart.
弟兄姊妹，今日神是望你的心，你的心是对神怎样。
And tonight, to this morning, God is looking at your heart, and what is your heart this morning? 你嘅心系咪一个单纯爱主，要将最好献俾神嘅心？ Is your heart a simple, pure heart? Will you say, I want to give my best to God?
嗱，我好少讲呢啲，不过我今日谂紧呢个，我谂啊 ，Tim 同阿 Linda。I don't usually say this, but as I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking of Tim and Linda. Because all of us can have a simple, pure heart.
你知道 Linda 以前在英国是一个很普通的女仔，在教会好像坐在你们坐着的位置。
You know, Linda used to be just a normal girl like you, all sitting in the pew, just sitting there.
有一日神呼召佢去做宣教士，佢走去阿姆斯特丹最黑暗嘅地方服侍啲最复杂嘅人。
And God called her, and she went to Amsterdam to minister to the most rough of the rough in the whole world.
单纯嘅信心，神叫我去我就去。
A simple faith, God told me to go and I went.
跟住神又叫佢走嚟香港同潘小姐系复杂系九龙城就系服侍嗰啲复杂嘅人。
And then God called her to come to Hong Kong to work with Jackie Ponger in the Walled City.
潘小姐派佢嚟澳门又服侍澳门啲吸毒者。
And then Jackie sent her to Macau to work with drug addicts in Macau.
好单纯啊嘛，爱主侍奉神去。
A very simple faith. God Lord called me, I go and I went.
跟住佢 ，Linda 喺澳门有冇二十年？廿几年？超过二十年。
Now she's been here in Macau for over 20 years.
神叫我去，我去。呢个单纯嘅心，将最好献俾神。
That's simple faith. Just give what you know God calls you. Just do it.
你唔需要一个超人啊。You don't need to be the superstar.
神叫你去，你就去。God calls you to do it. You just do it.
阿伯系嗰种心。将信心献俾神。
That's the faith that Abel had. He just gave his best to God.
你睇第二个人，以诺。
Look at the second guy, Enoch.
可能我哋圣经里边好少睇到以诺呢个人。
And maybe in the Bible we don't look at Enoch very often.
因为圣经里边讲佢好少
，because it doesn't mention much about him.
希伯来书第十一章第五节系讲得少。
And in verse 5 of chapter 11 of Hebrews, it doesn't say much.
So, 以诺因着信就被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
以诺是谁？
Who is Enoch?
又在创世纪第五章找到他。 You'll find him in Genesis chapter 5
21至24节。
And in just chapter 5 verse 21 to 24 there he is.
很简单，创世纪这样讲，以诺活到65岁，生了马图撒拉。以诺生马图撒拉之后与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。嗱，我哋睇创世纪呢个记录咧，好有趣。如果你睇第五章，你会见到一个嘅重复嘅事。
And we look at Enoch in chapter 5 of Genesis, and it's amazing. If you study chapter 5 of Genesis, you'll see something repeated over and over and over again.
喺第五章一路讲啊，边个生边个就死了，边个生边个就死了，边个生边个就死了，边个就生边个就死了，就死了，就死了。
And if you look at it, it keeps saying, who gave birth to who, and then he died. Who gave birth to who, and then he died. And then he died. And then he died. And then he died.
是吗？
是啊。
跟着你见到那些多数生活的几来呢？九八岁、八八岁、七八岁。
And then you look at all those people in this account, most of them live 900 years, 800 years, 700 years.
以诺就好不一样哦。
And this Enoch is very different.
或者你話牧師點可以住九百歲咁耐
？Maybe say how did they live 900 years, man？
你要記得洪水之前 Remember, this is before the flood. 洪水之前, 地有一个很大的大气层, and there's a big canopy of water in the atmosphere of the earth. 好像一个温室效应的, and that canopy made the world like a greenhouse. 宇宙的辐射打不进来的, and then the ultraviolet rays and the radiation from the outer space couldn't get through this canopy, so people lived longer. A lot of scientists think that way, but we're not talking science. The Bible said they lived that long, but look at Enoch. 365岁死,年轻。不是死,没说死,sorry。他没说他死。 At 365, and it doesn't say he died, it said he was no more. He was taken.
个个都就死了,以我就不在世上了,神将他取去。
And everybody says he died, and then he died, and then he died, and then it says about Enoch, and God took him, and he wasn't on the earth anymore.
为什么以我会不同的?
What is different, what is special about Enoch?
说明以我与神同行三百年。
And the other special thing it says about Enoch is that he walked with God 300 years.
与神同行三百年。
He walked with God 300 years.
你看这个整个的记录,没有一个说与神同行,只有以我一个。
And as you study the whole passage, it doesn't say about anybody else that they walked with God. Enoch is the only one.
以我与神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
与神同行的点是什么来的?
What does it mean to walk with God?
以我是爱主,亲近神。
Enoch loved the Lord, he was dedicated to the Lord.
他是喜欢与神有沟通,团契的时间。
He loved that fellowship and communication with God.
他天天与神倾偈,
and every day he wanted to talk with God.
他与神同行的意思就是要行同一个方向。
And to walk with God means that they're going the same direction.
如果我和我太太是不同心,是行两个方向,
你会不会说我和太太同行呢? If my wife and I had different opinions and we walked in different directions, would you say that we were walking together?
如果我太太就说,我要做慈善家,又要服侍, 穷人,我说不是,我要赚钱,要越来越多,
是不是同行啊? If my wife said, I want to be doing charity and working with the poor and loving the people, and I said, no way man, I want to get rich and make all the money I can, are we walking together?
不是。
所以当你说与神同行呢, 就是以我是行神的道。 And so Enoch walking with God meant that he walked the way of God.
他看到神喜欢的东西,他照做神喜欢的东西。
And he saw what God liked, and he did what God liked.
与神同行呢,就是顺服神的旨意。
And walking with God means that he's submitting to the will of God.
他同一个方向,同一个心智。
They had the same goal, they had the same heart, they're going the same way.
以我与神同行,他谦卑顺服神。
And Enoch, he was humble, submitted to the will of God.
300 years.
那个时候是洪水之前,神带走以我的时候,是洪水前300年左右。 And when God took Enoch, it was only 300 years before the flood.
那我告诉你,在那个时候,挪亚是以我的孙。
And Noah was the grandson of Enoch.
在那个时候,大部分的人已经不行神的路。
And at that time, most of the people were already walking their own way. They were not following God.
所以以我可能是一个独行者。 没人行神的路,我行神的路。
So Enoch was probably walking by himself. Other people were going the way of the world. Enoch was walking the way of the Lord. 你諗下，你屋企得你一個基督徒，你公司得你一個基督徒，你學校得你一個基督徒，你覺得孤單嗎？Just think about it. You're the only Christian in your home, in your workplace, in your school. Are you lonely? 以諾300年，可能係得佢一個基督徒喺度。And Enoch for 300 years might have been the only Christian around. It's lonely. 但佢堅持，繼續。But he continued on. He didn't give up. 越行越倚靠神，越親近神。And the more he walked, the closer he got to God. 直到有一日神同佢講話，以諾啊，你同我咁親啊，不如你翻屋企咯。And then one day God said to Enoch, "Hey, Enoch, you know we're so close together. Just come on home." 我相信以諾神帶佢升天。And I believe that God took Enoch in a rapture-like way to heaven. 聖經裏面有兩個人話冇死。There are two people in the Bible that tells us that they didn't die. 以諾是一個，第二個呢就是以利亞。And the other is Elijah. 以利亞是一個先知。神就說以利亞要回到天家，說以利沙他的徒弟聽，我要接你的主人走，你親住他，你有福氣，你看到他走。And God told the disciple of Elisha, that he was going to take his master, and that if he was blessed, he could see him go. 當神接以利亞走的時候，有個在天空有個火拉車，一個馬拉車的類似一個 chariot， 是不是？馬拉車是下來接以利亞走。And this fiery chariot came from heaven and took Elijah up into heaven. 以利亞和以諾兩個是聖經說沒有死。And these are the two, Elijah and Enoch, that the Bible says never died. 其實以諾被帶走的時候，可以象徵教會在末世的時候要被提升天。You know, God taking Enoch into heaven can represent God rapturing the church in the end times. 因為神帶走以諾，他沒有死，神接他走，我們有盼望有一天耶穌回來接我們被提升天。You know, God raptured Enoch up in the heaven, he didn't die, and we are waiting, anticipating that in the end times that God will rapture the church in the heaven, and that we will be with the Lord. 是吧？启示录又讲到两个见证人。In the book of Revelation, it talks about two witnesses. 这两个见证人在末世出现在耶路撒冷。And these two witnesses come on the scene in Jerusalem in the end times. 很多圣经学者觉得这两个见证人可能 不可以肯定，可能是以諾和以利亚。And many Bible teachers think, they don't know for sure, they can't be sure, but they think it's possible that these two witnesses are Enoch and Elijah. 他翻来是就奇妙的事。And God uses them to work miracles on the world. 所以以我与神同行300年，你可不可以与神行100年呢？ Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years. Can you walk in faith with the Lord for 100 years?王医生已经行了很多年，我很欣赏他继续行神的路。Stanley has walked with the Lord for a long time, and I really appreciate that he's still walking with the Lord. 我们是不是开始火热就消灭的，我们要一路跑到终点。 It's not that we start out fast and then burn out, we need to keep walking to the end. 你几时信耶稣，跟从耶稣到死，到离开为止，继续信靠。And no matter when you became a Christian, continue serving and loving Him and having faith until the end. 不要放弃，不要停止。Don't give up. Don't stop. 越与神亲近，亲近主到底。And keep drawing closer to the Lord and get closer and closer. 亲近主，祷告，默想。依靠神。 And to walk close to the Lord, you know, to pray, to meditate, and to just fellowship with God. 其实神是要我们做这件事，祂是喜欢我们与祂同行。 God just loves it when we walk with Him.
時間關係，我哋跳到第三個例子。And because of time, we need to continue moving on. 第希伯來書十一章第六節 ，and in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 6， 人非有信就不能得神喜悅，因為到神面前的人必須信有神，且信他是賞賜那尋求他的人。你信耶穌是起步點，你沒有信，你不信有神，你不可以從神得到什麼。 Faith in God is the beginning step. If you don't have this faith, you can't get anything from God. 曾經有三個農夫是因為沒有水乾地，他日日一起禱告。There are three farmers that because of a drought, they came together and prayed every day. 他跪低很切祷告， and they get on their knees and they pray like crazy. 他日日都是这样祷告，但日日都没雨， and they pray like that every day, but there's no rain. 终于有一天，有个陌生人走进来问他，你在搞什么鬼？ And then a stranger walked into their prayer meeting and said, what are you guys doing? 他说，我们为雨祷告，因为我们干地没雨。And they said, we're praying for rain because it's a drought. 他说，我不信，神不会听你祷告。He said, I don't believe God's not going to listen to your prayers. 他说，啊，我们很迫切祷告，我们天天都这样祷告。And he said, what do you mean? He's not, we pray every day, we're earnest. 他说，神不会听你祷告。He said, God's not going to listen to your prayer, man. 他说，你怎么，我们三个一起同心哦。And the three of us were in unity. 我们奉耶稣的名求的， we're praying in the name of Jesus. 他说，我不信神不会听你的。He said, I don't believe God's not going to answer you. 他说，那你教我们应该怎么做？ And so the farmer said, well, you teach us, what should we do? 那陌生人说，如果是我呢，我先拿个雨遮先来祈祷。He said, if it was me, I'd get an umbrella first. 如果你真的相信神会降雨，你要有准备嘛。If you really believe that God's going to answer your prayer and bring the rain, you need to be prepared. 信心是相信神会做到他所讲的。And faith is believing that God's going to do what he said. 这本书好多的应许， there are lots of promises in this book. 我们相信神的应许，神就会做到他所应许的。 And if we believe God's promises, then we stand on these promises and trust God to do it. 所以穆迪呢是这样讲， This is what Moody said. I prayed for faith and thought that someday faith would come down and strike me like lightning. 我祷告求神俾信心我，我谂住有日信心会好似闪电咁样劈死我。But faith did not seem to come. One day I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 但系信心冇嚟到，有日我睇到罗马书第十章话信有听到义嚟，听到有神的话义嚟。I closed my Bible and prayed for faith, and now I've opened my Bible and begun to study, and faith has been growing ever since. 他说我之前是删圣经，关闭圣经，求神给信心我，我现在就打开圣经，阅读圣经，信心就一日加添一日。信心是有神的话语来。Faith comes by the word of God. 你看雅各书怎么说？Look at what it says in James. 雅各书第二章十七节至到十九节。In James chapter 2 verse 17 to 19, 这样信心若没有行为就是死的。必有人说，你有信心，我有行为，我将我没有行为的信心指给你看，我便藉着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信神是只有一位，你信的不错，魔鬼也信，却是战惊。你的信心有没有行为？ Does your faith have works? 我们如果相信，我们要实行所信的。 If we believe, then we will put into practice what we believe. 魔鬼信有神， Satan believes that there is a God.
但魔鬼唔听神话嘛，佢唔听佢知嗒。But Satan doesn't follow what God says. You see, 佢嘅信心系死 ，so the faith of Satan is dead. 我哋可能头脑知道有神，但我哋唔做神叫我哋做嘅嘢，我哋头脑嘅知识冇用嘅。And maybe in our head we know about God, but we don't do what He says. That knowledge is no good for us.信心就要在心里面，我们要在脚里面实行出来。 And true faith needs to be in your heart, and you need to put it into your feet and walk it. 所以信心是要行出来。 So faith you need to put into practice, you need to live your faith. 第三个人就是这样。 The third person did it. 你看第七节 Noah. And look in chapter 7, verse 7, Noah.挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世人的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。挪亚好夸张哦 ，Noah is an awesome, he's a radical guy.挪亚的信心是实行出来 Noah's faith was in practice 那很快脆因为时间不多挪亚呢就是当时的环境是怎样 So what was it like in Noah's day? And we have to be real quick here 当时是没有雨水的你知不知道 The Bible says there's no rain then 因为那个大气层整个地呢是有露水滋润的地东南西北是没有落雨的是一个温室效应是很美丽的一个的世界 And because of the great canopy over the earth the north, south, east, west it was all like a beautiful garden a terrarium and the dew came out in the mist in the morning to nourish the land 没需要落雨的 it didn't need rain 因为露水也滋润了 because the mist and the dew would nourish everything未曾落过雨，挪亚话要四十日落大雨嘅。It never rained, and Noah tells everybody it's going to rain for 40 days. 佢全部话你痴线癫嘅，未落过雨，雨系咩啊 ？And they all say you're crazy, man. It's not going to rain. It's never. What is rain? 跟住可能当时嘅都冇大海嘅。And maybe there wasn't even a big ocean then. The oceans were formed after the flood. 可能大海就是洪水之后才形成嘛。他说要做一个大船。He said, I'm going to make a big boat. 没有大海做船做什么 If there's no big ocean, what do you need a boat for? 有人知道挪亚的船多大 Anybody know how big this boat is at Nomad? 是大过现在那些大石油轮。那些油轮最巨型那些嘛。450尺长。It's bigger than the big ocean.Oil liners that we have today. 没海没雨说要做一个这么大的船他做多久的 No rain, no ocean, he's going to make a big boat. How long did he make the boat? 120年起码100年至120年 He worked for 100 to 120 years. 你想想当时是得挪亚一个信神And Noah was the only one at that time that believed in God. 他告诉人家要落雨要洪水我要做船。他都说你痴线你癫的看你怎么死。And he said, it's going to rain, it's going to be a flood, and you got to come and get out of the flood, get on this boat. And everybody says, you're crazy, you're out of your mind. 工作100年一路搭着船一滴雨都没有。And he worked for 100 years making this boat and not a drop of rain. 这个是信心。That is faith. 一切的环境一切所见到完全不是的。但是为什么他会做 Everything was against him. There's nothing for him to continue. Why did he continue? 挪亚为什么要继续做那艘船Why did he continue to make the boat? 因为他肯定清楚神叫他做 Because he knew he was certain of positive that God told him. 因为他爱主跟从神 别人嘲笑，别人逼迫，别人话佢痴缠，别人话你冇用，你嘥晒时间。可能每次行过路下嗰度掟啲石头，哎，呢个痴缠佬仔，佢做只船。You know, everybody laughed at him. Everybody scorned him. They persecuted him. I'm sure they probably even threw rocks at him as they walked by his boat.
挪亚继续坚持到底，因为佢知道神讲系真。
But Noah continued because he knew what God said was true.
挪亚影响佢嘅太太又信，影响佢三个仔又信，影响佢三个新抱都信。
And Noah influenced his wife. He influenced his three sons, and he influenced his three daughter-in-laws.
到洪水嚟嘅时候，一家八口入到安全地。
And when the flood came, the eight members of his family were safe.
但系当时世界系咪有七十亿人？我哋唔知。
How many people on the earth at that time? Some people estimate about what we have now, 7 billion.
七十亿人被水浸灭。有啲人計算咧，就如果挪亞啊嗰啲人咁長命嘅，每年生一個咧，就900年咧，就900歲啦嚇，900個仔女啊，即係一對對咁樣計到喺到挪亞嘅時候，可能有70億人嗬。
So the estimates are that if everyone living so long and having been so productive and reproducing, that there could have been 7 billion people on earth at that time.
只有挪亞一家八口就信。你觉得你喺你公司辛苦吗
？You think that it's difficult in your company？
你觉得你信耶稣孤单吗
？You think that you're lonely in your Christian faith？
你谂下挪亚 ，Think of Noah， 但系佢信
，But he believed。
你今日你会唔会好似亚伯嗰个人挪亚咁样信耶稣
？Can you be like Abel and Enoch and Noah in your faith this morning？
冇人跟随，你都要跟随。
Others don't believe, but you're still going to follow.
要亲近主，倚靠神。
You're going to walk close to God and depend on God.
你要将你嘅信心放喺实行出嚟嘅。
And you're going to put your faith into practice and walk it out.
我们需要神嘅帮助，需要神嘅怜悯。
We need God's grace and we need God's strength.
谦卑顺服神的带领。亚伯只是信心之路，以单纯的信心敬拜神，以恶表明信心的行为，他实践与神同行的生活。挪亚活出信心的见证，面对别人的反对和批评，坚持信靠主。
Abel showed us the way of faith, as he had simple faith to love and honor God. Enoch showed us the walk of faith, as he walked with the Lord for 300 years in his life. And Noah showed us the witness of faith, as everyone else was against him, and he continued to trust and to follow.
弟兄姊妹，我哋信心嘅起步系好重要，我一齐低头祈祷。
This beginning step of faith is important. Let's pray.
主啊，我哋多谢你，俾我哋今日可以知道信心嘅重要。求神今日俾我哋可以有呢个爱你嘅心、敬拜你嘅心、单纯嘅心，唔系头脑嘅知识，系从心里边一个真正嘅信心去实行出嚟喺我哋生活当中。主要我们知道澳门是一个很难做基督徒的一个地方，澳门有很多的挑战，有很多的引诱，有很多的邪恶的，但是主要亚伯该人不是亚伯以恶和挪亚都是面对比我们更大的挑战，但是他可以实践这个信心行你的路。主要我们求你帮助我们可以实践信心，可以坚持到底，信靠你。我们多谢主，求你祝福我们每一位回到家平安，奉耶稣基督名求， Amen。
默祷之后开三会。